First, it looks like Senate support for the Williamson Act. The act is a $30 million to $40 million program that protects agriculture land from development. Back in 2009, the funding was cut to just $1,000. Here's exactly how the act works. It provides funding to county governments that would lose out on property taxes by the land remaining for agriculture use, rather than development. The property is assessed at production value rather than market value. More than 30 members of the legislature have said they will support restoring the program's funding. The issue comes up again in May. California's Certified Farmers Market program is the focus of another discussion. The Assembly Agriculture Committee heard Assembly Bill 1871 last week. The bill is the result of discussions on how to oversee the farmers market program after an expose a few years back that showed some vendors hadn't grown the produce they were selling and others who were marketing produce as organic when in fact it wasn't. The bill would enhance enforcement and make several other changes to the program to reduce fraud and make things more efficient. It would also raise fees to cover the cost of those enhancements. And Assembly Bill 1331 passed out of the Senate Natural Resources and Water Committee. It would authorize the issuance of $8 billion in general obligation bonds in five separate categories. That includes water quality and clean and safe drinking water, protection of rivers, lakes, streams, and watersheds, climate change preparedness for regional security, delta sustainability, and water storage. The measure now goes to the Senate Environmental Quality Committee. I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.